when her husband died, of course, half of everything they acquired during their life was hers and half for the children. That's Louisiana law. But he left her the use of folks. That's all the revenue from the property. It would go to her as long as she lived. But if she got married, she'd be used, lose her. But I told her, what the devil's that business? They used to fuck that me. I said, that don't mean anything to you. You lose half of it, you don't lose all of it. And that's one of the reasons she gave that we couldn't get married. And I said, not all of that. I said, do you know you've been cheated? I told her that, and in my association with her, I found out a lot about her business. I didn't pry into it and try to get it out, but it just came, you know, automatically. And I learned how she was managing her affairs. You see, her husband is the heir to a big estate, the Slack Brothers' estate, and they just divided that estate here. Her two daughters are well, then I imagine they got plenty of money. The estate was sold for $6 million, and I'm sure they must have maybe $500,000 apiece of that. That's the way they're fixed. But she didn't inherit any of that because that was inherited property. It wasn't community property, what we call community property. That community property is what a couple acquired during their married life, they acquired together while they were living together. So that was inherited property. And she didn't come in for any of that. But he did have a farm out there that she owns yet, and she owns in the use of Fox's horse. She has her revenue as long as she lives. Unless she gets married, she don't, and she loses it. But what in the devil is that? But the funny part about it, I said, did you ever know you were being cheated? And I would tell her son-in-law that just like I'm telling you. Now she thinks she bound to know better. She just recently got a mineral lease on it. She got about $15,000 out of that. She leased it. And by her having a user truck, she got the $15,000. But she didn't get any, and they don't need it because they just inherited this all this other crop. So I told her, I said, you think you're getting something out of it? Out of that little place that you got out of there? I said, you ain't getting anything. She said, gets about $800 a year out of that property, the rental or whatever it is on that property. But she said, I don't use any of it. I just let them take that and put it back in into the property and let them open more land and expand. Well, I said, why in the devil do you think you get anything out of it? I said, Hutch is getting that. He's doing that for the future. That ain't doing you any good. But she did get this money for the oil lease. But that's what she would lose, I guess. And she don't need that anyhow. But that. And we had this kangaroo court up there, and we pleaded our cases. But the deck was stacked against me. I had no chance of winning. This granddaughter was with her all the way not to get married. And I told him, I said, you're the worst judge I ever came before in my life. But anyway, we had a lot of fun out of it.
Do you ever remember after people would get married, some folks would come around their house and shoot off their guns or do something like that?